Well, this is a wonderful day of celebration as we are here to witness the wonderful testimony of baptism in the lives of seven of our dear brothers and sisters. We're very thankful to be witnesses of this great grace, the manifold grace of God, as it's worked out in lives. As I'm standing here now, I'm caught between two tensions. There's the tension of most people saying, "Mac, hurry up and sit down so we can hear their testimonies." But I have seven over here saying, "Mac, take as long as you want." Well, we'll just leave that part to the Lord and He'll work out all the timing. Let's pray. Lord, we are thankful for this joyful blessing that we have of seeing You working in lives. Lord, what an encouragement it is. We talk about encouraging one another. Lord, when we see You working, just as we have partaken of Your table, and we've seen the great work You did there, Lord, as these ones are here today to testify of truly desiring to live for Jesus and live for You only. Just as we were singing that song, it's an aspect of their testimony, Lord. And we do commit this time into Your hands. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let me back up here a little bit. I'd like for us to read, first of all, out of Romans chapter 6. Romans 6, some familiar verses on baptism. This morning I was going to share briefly, then we're going to have the testimonies, and we'll have some prayer, and then we'll go outside and we'll have the baptism and have more prayer. Yeah. You know, we'll be praying a lot for these ones because they're entering in. It's a great transaction that's occurring in their life today. If we look at Romans chapter 6, verses 3 to 5. "Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into His death? Therefore we have been buried with Him through baptism into death, in order that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have become united with Him in the likeness of His death, certainly we shall be also in the likeness of His resurrection." As we come to this matter of baptism, the phrase that is upon my heart this morning is the testimony of baptism. Because this is a testimony of a spiritual reality. We will see something outwardly that will occur. But what is being done goes far beyond what we see. It testifies of a spiritual reality. It testifies of these ones truly being identified with Christ. You know, this is not a symbol. It's not just a little ritual that we go through or something like that. But it's a tremendous testimony that the Lord has called us unto, each and every one of us. And we're thankful for the response within these lives. You know, we simply have to look back through history and we see the battle over the testimony of baptism. How many have died so that we could freely gather here today and witness this baptism. We see how much the enemy hates it simply because of the way the enemy has tried to destroy the testimony of baptism. Even how Christendom, in all of its religiosity, tries to, if you can use the phrase, water down baptism and make it meaningless or just some little ritual or ceremony that we go through. But we're here today to say that there's a spiritual reality. And I believe as we look at it, we'll see there's a fourfold reality to this testimony. There's a testimony of a new life, a new birth, a testimony of salvation. These ones, as they are being baptized today, there's something that preceded this. They accepted Jesus Christ into their life. They were born again. They believed in Him and they can testify that Christ is in them. And what a wonderful testimony this is. As they are walking through this life, as we have this transaction today, their testimony there is that the life of Christ is within them. And because of that testimony, they're able to be baptized. because of Christ in them, because there's really no other qualification. When we think about what are the qualifications for baptism, it's simply that you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You're saved and you can be baptized. Oftentimes as we wrestle with this, and some of them have been wrestling with this for a little while, we can go through the thoughts of thinking, well, I'm not good enough yet. I need to be a better Christian before I'm baptized. No. No, if we believe in Him and we want to live for Him, He's saying, come unto me. You know, we simply sometimes will say, well, I need to have some more experience as a Christian. I need to do some good works. No, it's believing in Him and being baptized. Sometimes we can say, I really don't understand this. Well, I think if you surveyed this room, those of us that have been baptized, what we understood of baptism at the moment of our baptism and what we understand now, there's a great gap. Fortunately, we see more. But there's a truth that you see, we all see now. And God, the more as we step out in faith and respond to that, the more and more we see of the great reality and the great testimony and all that baptism speaks of. So we're thankful for this aspect of this testimony related to the new birth, the new life that we have. There's also this aspect of the testimony that speaks of our identification with Christ. As we read here in Romans chapter 6, there's that identification with His death, with His burial and His resurrection. And again, we learn more of this as we go on. But by faith, we're taking this step today. And as we're saying, Lord, just as You died, just as You were resurrected, I'm thankful, Lord, that I can enter in to this death and this burial and resurrection of all that You have accomplished. And Lord, I join with You today. We're so thankful that we stand, because in our first aspect of our testimony, it was Christ in us. And now this aspect of our testimony is that we're in Christ. And that actually reminds us a little bit of what we heard in Toronto, of I'm abiding, You in me, and I'm in You. That's the wonderful aspect of this testimony, of that, yes, there's a testimony of we're in Christ. And how we see that it's not only just Christ in us, but we're in Him. And we're testifying that we're part of that. And we're identifying with Him. A third aspect of this testimony is that we're a testimony of a new creation. We're thankful that these old things have passed away. Look over in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. If we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, there's this wonderful testimony of this new creation. And if we look at the context of what Paul was sharing there with those in Corinth, we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, starting in verse 14. It says, "For the love of Christ controls us, having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died. And He died for all, that they who live should no longer live for themselves, but for Him who died and rose again on their behalf." In verse 17, "Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come." We're thankful for this testimony of this new creation. And we're thankful, as our brother Jeffrey shared with us a few weeks ago, that we can actually enter into the joy and the blessing and the fullness of this new creation now. Yes, there's a fulfillment of it in the future, but we can enjoy and enter into the glory and the blessing of this life now. And as you're testifying today through this act of baptism, we're seeing how you're testifying that you have this desire, as Paul wrote here, to no longer live for yourself, but to live for Him who has loved you and died for you. There's this separation. There's this concluding of the past. There's a separation from the world. And you're saying, I don't want to live for myself anymore. And publicly I'm coming up here and I'm making this testimony that I no longer desire to live for myself, but I want to live for Him who has loved me and died for me. I know I can't do that in myself, but praise God, by His grace He's made us a new creation. And we have that new life, that eternal life that we heard during our worship time. The eternal life that has overcome all things is living within us. And now we have a life within us that's just desiring to burst forth. As we say, I don't want to live for myself, There's a life in there that says, yes, I want to live for you. And I want to come out and I want to express myself through you. And what a joy we have of seeing that life expressed. Even as you take this step of faith today, we can say amen to all the Lord is doing. Thank the Lord. He is Lord of your life. You're making that declaration now and this separation. Because today is a day of transaction. It's that public testimony of saying, I don't want to live for myself any longer. I want to live for Him. We also know that this aspect, the fourfold aspect of the testimony of baptism, that fourth aspect is the testimony of being part of the body of Christ. And this is a wonderful part of the testimony. If we look back at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we look at verses 12 and 13. As Paul has this wonderful chapter on the marvelous body of Christ, Paul writes, "For even as the body is one and yet has many members, and all the members, though they are many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit." Praise God, when you were born again, you were baptized into that body of Christ. And as we're making this public declaration today, we're saying, yes, I want to continue and I want to be an active serving member within the body of Christ. We notice if we look back upon our Lord Jesus' life, following His baptism, He started His public ministry, that public aspect of serving the ones in there to draw many, to seek and save those which were lost. As you look at Paul's life after his baptism, when it says after he was baptized, he went and he was with the brethren and he was testifying that this Jesus Christ is Lord. Paul immediately went out and was serving the brethren. As you look in Acts chapter 2, as ones were born again and as they were baptized, then they were going from house to house. They were sharing the Lord one with another. There was an entering in of serving the Lord and serving one another and being those active members within the body of Christ. And this is what you're testifying of today. We're so thankful that as we are in this wonderful body, there's a place for each and every one of us to express His life. It gets expressed in such a wonderful, diverse way. It gets expressed in so many varied ways. And we're thankful that we can see the Lord's life expressed through each one of you in a wonderfully unique way also. So as we have this matter of baptism today, would we see that this is a glorious testimony? That it goes far beyond what we see, but there's a spiritual reality that's being accomplished today. And as these dear ones are baptized, they are doing a spiritual transaction. And we have the privilege of being witnesses with them to be able to support them and stand with them. Now, that probably wasn't long enough for you. But we're now going to have each one who wants to share their testimony. And you know, let's just have a word of prayer for them. Lord, we are thankful for these dear ones. We're thankful for what You've done in their life. And we're thankful, too, for the presence of Your Holy Spirit. And we do come, and we commit them into Your hands, Lord. Lord, anyone who stands here is nervous. But we're thankful for Your peace, Your comfort, and Your provision of life. Well, we would be jealous to really be able to hear the wonderful words and the wonderful testimony that of the way You have worked and called each one of these to take this step of faith, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.